from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Going to leave you with a parting gift, Bo, if you wanted to do the good morning as my gift to you.
Yeah, right? Don't do that to me.
I'm going right. to hear it. No,
yeah, I'll be gone for a little while and...
Good morning. This is the morning shift. She is big time Tiffany Blackman.
He is
a former All-American. Well, you're always an All-American. Once, you're always national champion. Former Atlanta Falcon, Mike Johnson. And I am the leader of Squid Nation, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, right here.
Tiff, I've been trying to come up with a very kind way to tell Bo not to do that every day.
Not happening.
And yet you walk in here and just invite it.
What?
And like, I you call it a parting gift.
Yeah.
I call it like a slap in the face as you leave, because now I am on the hook for having to hear that one extra time, because I know it's going to happen probably tomorrow.
It most definitely will tomorrow. That is unfortunate. I am sorry that I had to do that to you, but it just felt... In the moment, it felt right, but then once the words started to come out, I was like, oh, no.
You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to maybe take a video and face it towards Kelly Price tomorrow as Bo does that, so that we can all get her reaction as she hears Bo's intro into the show, because I know it's going to be a little bit of shock, a little bit of disgust, all the above.
Well, I hate to break to you,
but... She might leave.
She might.
Just I mean...
flat out.
Actually, I might ask her to walk out for that portion and then come back in.
And then come back in out of respect for the guests, yes.
That's why it's not that bad.
Unlike you, most people are happy and not miserable and enjoy being told good morning, you know, in a very, exciting way, yeah.
All right.
I mean, look, I can't help it that you can't bring the energy that I do.
Okay.
I can't help that.
Right.
That's not a me problem, okay? Look, I'm a team player, dog. But you know, you got to help me, and I'm gonna bring it. And if you can't handle that, then maybe you need to step out when I do it.
Oh my gosh!
All right, see what I've done here.
Please warn A-Town. Go ahead and warn.
Calls a stir.
I will.
You know what I mean?
It's just something about the. It almost makes me want to like throw up. It almost makes me want to vomit.
See, when
I don't know if it's when the rasp, like the fake rasp, tries to hit. I'm not certain.
Hey, Bo, just remember, they hate you because they ain't you.
Is that what it is?
Here comes the hype man.
Yeah.
Dylan,
I think the hype train.
I think you got a good point. If you know what? If my name is in your mouth, I must be doing something right.
Is that what it is?
That's right.
That's weird because I was going to say the same thing about Bronny when you talk about him later. But
well, no,
ESPN
is doing something right for him.
Is that what it is?
And their Instagram account.
Well,
yeah.
You're going to be saying the word Bronny, so he must be doing something right.
I wasn't going to say it until brought him up in the little video, your little TikTok video you do every morning.
Are you disrespecting the...
Wait, you call it... You don't have TikTok.
No, I don't have TikTok. Okay. I don't know what he's talking about.
It's what the kids
do. I don't have it. I was shocked that you would have it, so I didn't mean to try to bring you down.
No, I'm good.
You guys do anything cool last night?
I didn't do anything cool. I'll say this. My wife got back in town. We have not been, we were 7 days at the beach and she was 4 days away for a family matter. And she got back in town yesterday. And like, I swear there was something just immediately, I like fell asleep. I was like, I don't know. I've been stressed out with her not here. And I immediately was like, I don't know. It just her presence being in the house, like made me feel like I could go to sleep and take a nap yesterday. So I took a little nap yesterday and dealt with the kids and watched United last night give away a couple of points. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, that was about the gist of my day, nonetheless.
Yeah, it was meeting. I had meetings all day yesterday. Started the season stuff, and so then we had dinner with the neighbors. I got my Fire TV, my little Fire. I got one of those. I'm a big Fire Stick guy. All my TV viewing's done on the Fire Stick, but I still have a cable box, and because I still have cable subscription because I use it during the stream. And I got this Fire Cube TV, and apparently you can connect that to your TV and your cable box like a Fire Stick, but it does more. And you can be like, hey, Alexa, turn it to ESPN. And it'll literally change your – and you can be on this on the streaming, and it'll go and it'll switch your input and then change the channel on your cable box. It was like the coolest thing ever. I'm just going to sit there and do that all weekend, yeah.
I'm putting on the final touches before I hit the road tomorrow, or the air, I should say, for Perry.
I got questions, so I hope you're doing it in timeout.
Sure.
I got questions.
Definitely try to get in a lot yesterday, and
yeah.
I'm about to fit in a lot today. So, but we'll talk about that later in a TV's timeout. But right now, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. SEC Media Days. Continue with today being, day four of it, the final day. But if we go through yesterday, you had Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Don't turn me off. Yeah, I will. People out there. yeah, I mean, it is weird. And I think there is such a strangeness to it for Alabama people of looking at it. And I mean, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think a lot of SEC people that have paid attention to it, just seeing Kalen DeBoer introduced as the head coach of Alabama just feels different. It's been a long time since you've seen anybody other than Saban, and he's up on the desk and listening to Kalen DeBoer. He's I think he's a great coach. He doesn't quite at this point command the same amount of respect that I think probably a Saban does when Saban talks. Like, everybody's listening. Kalen, it's just like, oh, this is different. All right, yeah, cool. Just don't mess up, I guess.
Yeah,
don't mess up.
I was actually listening, and this isn't a knock. Dylan made me realize something this morning. I was listening to him as I pulled into the parking garage. He was talking about this, and he was talking about the Alabama job. He goes, oh, it's a great job, but it hasn't been open in a while. I think there's been a whole generation of college football fans who have grew up watching the game that have no clue what Alabama was for a 12-year span. Give or take, you know, year here or there. Like, they had their weird year, like in 99, where they won the SEC title with Sean Alexander. And then, but for the most part, people forget that this was a job that some coaches turned down before Nick Saban took it.
I was there. And I'll forget that day.
And they also did not grow up with the fact, remembering that Washington at one point in time in the late 80s, early to mid 90s, was a freaking powerhouse.
Yeah,
and so it was just interesting to me of where the game is now, and that you know what Saban did to reinvigorate that program in the University of Alabama.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was in the room in the locker room when the news broke that Rich Rodriguez was turning down the job. We were in bowl practice, And it played on one of those. We had one of those tube TVs still. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was like 07, had one of those tube TVs still.
Did they roll it out on the cart?
No, yeah, just about.
With a strap
just about.
On it?
It probably had a strap on it.
Well, you guys go down memory lane. Let's bring it back to the present with Kalen DeBoer. He did join ESPN yesterday, and he was on the Get Up set during media days, and he explained what influenced his decision to leave Washington and become the head coach at Alabama.
Yeah, it had to be a special place that was going to pull me from the opportunity that I had there at Washington. But, you know, Alabama, that is special. This place is different. And, you know, following Coach Saban, everything that he's done for this program, just felt like it was the right time, the right opportunity. And it's been an awesome 6 months here, just getting to know these guys, bringing this staff together. Love the direction we're headed. Great challenges ahead, and I'm looking forward to it.
Everything sounds so positive, as it should be, coming out of his mouth. And I like the way he talked about Saban. And it wasn't in a – you could just tell that they've had a lot of talks.
No, I agree.
You know, Saban's been in that building. So it wasn't coming out off as a, in a way of him, you know, overly revering him or anything like that. It was kind of a matter of fact, hey, I took over for this great, and – I just get a sense that they are on the same page.
I think it's a good point that you kind of touch on right there, that I think you do have to walk a fine line if you're Kalen DeBoer. Like, you don't want to just completely heap on the praise of saying, well, you know, the way he did things is the right way of doing things, and he's the greatest of all time, because it is a different brand of coaching. Like, he is taking over the same program, but I think – and we'll touch on Malachi Moore in a little bit, and I think Tommy Booker, that – there's music at practice. It's much more like player-led of a program, I think, now. And Kalen DeBoer kind of echoed that yesterday. But
I think
it's a fine line to walk for him.
That's a really – well, that's going to be tricky, because even last year, and I think Saban even mentioned it, that a little bit of the entitlement had crept into that program the last couple of years. And that was one of the Saban – that was one of Saban's issues with the NIL and everything. And – so that's going to be – he's going to be real careful with the leadership on that team, because Alabama's a kind of team that turns over leaders every year. And he's just came from Washington. He had strong senior leadership with two guys actually that are here right now in Atlanta. So he needs to be very careful with that. But I do trust Kalen DeBoer. He's won everywhere he's ever been.
Well, since we did bring up Saban, we'll hear what he had to say that rattled a lot of his former players, not in the best way. And Kirby Smart, how excited is he to have Texas and Oklahoma join the conference? That's coming up on the other side when we come back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
SEC Media Days. You felt like this music is jazzercise music?
Yeah, it's like, and one, and two, and three. Okay, and one, and
two. Get
your
feet busy. Get your feet busy.
Have you guys even done a class like this? Have you done a, I feel like you would have gotten dragged to a Zumba class or something.
No.
Do they still do those?
When I was doing landscaping, though, I used to cut this property that was right next to a jazzercise little place. And I would say, and this was like early, mid-2000s. So you would see the women rolling in there. Yeah. They're almost still like early 90s, late 80s, like outfits, like the spandex.
Yeah, leg and tall socks.
Two different colors, yeah. The headband. And
neon shirt.
And you would see them in there like them in their arms this way, and you could hear the saying, and one, and two, and three, and four. Okay, and
they
one.
They have those classes still, to answer your point, I think they have them not like their own building, but I see those classes at like LA Fitness. You know what I mean?
Like I think like YMCA probably still does classes like that.
Yeah, they're getting after it in there.
They do have a dance type class at the LA Fitness I go to. But yeah.
See, a lot of football players are into the dance thing. Remember in like ballet, I'm trying to really bring this back to SEC Media Days. So am I doing a good job?
Actually, I think it was when I was growing up, Emmett Smith was doing ballet.
Yeah.
I want to say.
I have no problem with jazzercise. That's your thing. Who am I?
By the way, just in case you guys were wondering, this is a Flo Rida. The artist.
Yes, we know.
Is this Flo Rida meets like...
No, no, no. I didn't know who the...
Somebody else? Or
yes, it has to be a collaborator, right?
Nah. When I see it, just says Flo Rida.
There's no way this is straight Flo Rida.
That's what it says.
Is there any...
I'll look it up.
Make sure. What? I've heard this song before.
It's called I Cried.
So old.
All right, I'm going to Google
it. I mean, there's the original song, but this version, what I'm asking is, he doesn't rap on this? Like, I don't know if I would have known it was.
I'm sure he raps on it, but I just have this is just the instrumental.
Oh, yeah, because it's radio, right?
Yeah. Just want to make sure.
The lyrics, right?
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Let's see. Mixin, maybe? The Mixin remix?
Maybe what it was. Maybe it was the club DJ remix.
There's a bunch of remixes. There's a Thomas Gavin. There's a Ramba Zamba. DJ Rocks.
Maybe Alabama will be playing that at their practices to hype them up because they are not happy with their former coach, Nick Saban, making a prediction on who will play in the SEC championship game. And he predicted on ESPN that it would be Georgia and Texas. So how does his former quarterback feel about it? Well, let's listen to Jalen Milroe.
It's all a part of it, you know. It's all a part of it. Still love Coach. It's my guy. He just ain't got a hug after the Iron Bowl, so it ain't nothing gonna change there. But it's all about us, you know. It's all about, you know, attacking the task at hand and, you know, setting short-term goals and long-term goals that we want to accomplish as a group and never looking at external factors within the time we have together and the opportunity. The opportunity that's presented, seize it, and make the most of it. So, it's all about you just going to want to know each and every day and just trying to attack all the tasks that we have in front of us. What do you think?
I have a question. And I saw this comment in the comment section of the socials, as Mike would say, underneath the clip of Saban saying who he predicted to be in the SEC championship game. And someone had asked the question, do you think possibly he was saying this to provide some motivation for his former team?
Are you saying some sort of it's rat poison?
Like, maybe he's trying to get his guys, you know,
they're trying to say it's not. It's not rat poison.
That's what they're saying. Maybe he's trying to get them, like, he's not coaching them anymore, but he's still wants to see them succeed.
Anti-rat poison, that's what I meant,
yeah. So, yeah.
Maybe somebody used the term anti-rat.
I don't know. It was a question someone asked, and so I thought...
You know, Mike knows...
He's probably just being honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Mike knows Saban a lot better than me, but I think you're right. I think he's just being honest.
He's just being honest, yeah.
I think Nick Saban appears to me from the outside, and this is why I'm saying I want to say this and see your take on it, Mike, because you know him, is the kind of person that doesn't do that kind of stuff. He does anything he does it to be the absolute best, and he was going to say it because that's what he thinks. And
if he's, shoot you straight.
Yeah, and if he was still tied to Alabama, like, and I know he's got the office, but I mean, if he was still like coaching, then yes, I think he would be saying that if he was interviewed. But I think he's trying to – he wants to look back and someone say, well, man, Saban's like the best analyst I've ever heard.
Right. Somebody said this to me yesterday, and it kind of stuck with me, and I'm still not sure if I understand it. But somebody said he's not a used car salesman, but he is a new car salesman. Like, he sells by being just factual, right? He's just going to be blunt, and he's going to be good about it, and he's going to tell you the truth. And that's how it seems like he gets his point across. And I think, to Tiff's point, I think he's just being honest. Like, I don't think there's any more depth to it. My biggest question, Tiff, kind of to add on to that, was I wonder if this is a conversation or even a text message that maybe he shared with Kalen DeBoer. Because remember, Nick is still making $500,000 a year from the University of Alabama and still has an office there. So I am just wondering if he just, hey, coach,
to let you know,
I am not going to be picking Alabama on set. That would be my curiosity. I don't think it had anything to do with, like, anti-rat poison. But I would be curious to know, like, if there was a warning shot of saying, look, man, this is going to be a big deal probably.
Well, the players have certainly heard it because you just heard from Milroe. Offensive lineman Tyler Booker, he had this response after he was asked about, hey, what does he think about Saban not picking them to be in the SEC championship game?
He would get mad at me if I felt the way about what he said, because he always used to say, don't let some guy that lives in the house, live in their mom's basement, determine how you feel. So I'm not going to let a guy who played golf all day determine how I feel.
Got him.
Boom.
Got him.
I guarantee you he got a text message that said, proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Saban told DeBoer, by the way, just to get back. No, because I don't think Saban thinks he owes that to him. I think Saban's like, I'm the least of your worries.
I don't think it was I wouldn't say it was an owe him thing, but he's so close to that program and working under the same roof. You just wonder if that's a conversation that was had. Or even that, or maybe you go through the AD Greg Byrne or Josh Maxson, the SID, and say, look, this is probably going to be a deal. To your point, though, I think it was Kirby or maybe even Sark that was like, I'm really proud of Nick because he actually responds to texts these days. Which is a big deal for him. He doesn't ever respond. So maybe he did. Maybe Tyler Booker got a text and was like, proud of you,
perfect
man.
Answer. Perfect answer.
But I mean, it is in a lot of different ways. And I've been very upfront about the lessons I learned from Coach Saban. And I think that's all he asked of anybody that ever played under him is like, that you take this away. So I think Tyler Booker did that. I do want to go back, Tiff, to Jalen Milroe for a second, because we talked about Carson Beck yesterday and how polished he sounded. And I use the word comfortable. Like, he sounded comfortable. I thought the same thing about Jalen Milroe yesterday. This is a guy who, obviously, you know, kind of fighting for a starting job, gets benched at one point last year against South Florida, fighting for a starting job, ends up being, you know, one of the Heisman frontrunners by the end of the year. He sounded comfortable. And there's still questions, believe it or not, going into the year, or there were before now, about whether he would fit in Kalen DeBoer's system and would be the starting quarterback. And I think he's answered all those. And the fact that he's at SEC Media Days kind of tells the story.
I'm confused on those questions, because personally, I think Jalen Milroe does exactly what Kalen DeBoer did at Washington very well, is air it out. Jalen Milroe's got a hell of a deep ball. I always thought he was a good passer on the field. I thought what Jalen Milroe needed to work on was the intermediate passing game, which he did late in the season. And I also think the fact that he can move allows Kalen DeBoer to use him a little bit more like he used Michael Penix at Indiana. I don't know where this – I do. I've heard this a little bit, and people have even said to me, you know, when they talk about Michael Penix here, and they're like, well, yeah, but he's a statue. I'm like, based on what? Well, he's had knee surgery. Yeah, Lots of players have had knee surgery. Does that mean, you know, Kyle Pitts had knee surgery. He's not going to stop running routes.
Right.
Like, Michael Penix is a very athletic quarterback, and when we had Kalen DeBoer on, we talked about the difference in who he was under Kalen DeBoer at Indiana. And he said, look, we had less. We had to move more. I think they might – you might see Kalen DeBoer, like, use Jalen Milroe a little bit in that aspect a little bit more than maybe he was used at times last year. While mixing it, I would be really excited, A, because Jalen Milroe looks polished, because he grew up last year in so many different ways on and off the field under Saban. That would be the one thing I would really be looking forward to if I was an Alabama fan.
Yeah, look, and any good offensive coach or offensive play caller or whatever you want to call it can design plays based around the skill set of the guys they have, right? And that's kind of what Kalen DeBoer was talking about with Michael Penix, to your point. It was like, look, you know, we needed him to do more at Indiana. We didn't need him to do as much at Washington because we had Rome Odunze and all these other guys. So I wouldn't be shocked if Jalen Milroe goes out there and has, I don't know, 12 design carries a game. I don't think that would shock me at all. And I think for Alabama people, that's probably pretty exciting.
I did want to go back and get my thought in on Saban and possibly texting players or texting, you know, other coaches now that you brought up how Sarkisian said he finally answers texts back. I kind of think that maybe him still being in the building at Alabama that he probably might have even told Kalen DeBoer, hey, I don't think this team is good enough right now. Like, he's still getting paid by them. He's still there. He's almost kind of like an advisor kind of role, so to speak. So, yeah. Thoughts on that.
And I think the reason it's so eye-popping, Tiff, to your point, is that there's nobody, including maybe Kalen DeBoer, that knows the roster the way Coach Saban does. And he pointed to the secondary of all things of saying, I don't know if the secondary is there, which is crazy to me. Because, I mean, you lost two really good corners that we covered extensively in the draft. You lost Caleb Downs to Ohio State. Ricks is another transfer, I believe, went to Texas A&M. So Saban's looking at it going, I recruited every single one of these dudes. Like, I know everything about the secondary. He coached the secondary, and he's saying, I don't know if they can get it done. So I think that's another to your point. I think that's pretty eye-popping.
And I wonder how much of that is just your confidence in yourself. Like, I don't think Saban, even he wouldn't say it, never said it publicly. I'm sure he did it internally. But I think probably there was enough ego there to say, I will get these guys ready. I'm the secondary coach. I'm going to, you know, I will coach them up. And that, you don't have that trust in other people. No one trusts you like you. You don't trust anyone like you trust yourself.
That's a good point.
And so I wonder how much of that is that there too. But I also think that he does take this analyst job very seriously. I just don't think he feels like he owes it to anybody. I don't think it's rude either. I just think, you know, that's his thought.
Yep.
A quick goal, but then the bubble was burst. We'll get you caught up on Atlanta United. And I'm Paris bound tomorrow. Oh, Paris. You know, Paris.
All the baguettes and croissants.
We'll hit a TV's timeout next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Lennon Foster to the touchline by Christian McFarland. He has it at the hash mark now and drops it back. Still in the attacking third to Schleich. Center to Moyamba. Flick to Saba. To the penalty spot. Rio shot. Score! 20 seconds into the match. Fastest goals in Atlanta United team history. What a start.
What a start, but not a good finish. That was Mike Conti, Jason Longshore on the call of Atlanta United's what ended up being a 2-2 or I cannot get the word.
Yeah, you're right. You had it. You were almost there.
Oh my gosh, they blew a first half 2-0 lead against NYCFC, only for it to end in a draw.
Tiffany, what are we always telling Dylan? It's not how you start, Dylan. It's how you finish.
That's right.
And they'll always remember the finish if it sucks. So, and it did last night.
What? You're going to be that dad that's going to be like, son, you know, I told you, if you want to aim for the stars, you've got to go to the moon. Like, you're going to come up with some sort of weird, like...
You got to get off the ground. Like, you got to get off the ground.
I used the saying yesterday to my wife, and I said, one in the hand's worth two in the bush. She's like, the heck does that mean?
A bird in the hand? No, it's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's
it means... You just said one in the hand. Yeah. I didn't even hear a bird. Yeah. I tell you what it means. And my dad said that to me. My mom said that to everybody. Well, I tell you what it means, Lindsay Johnson, if you're out there. It means don't chase something that you might not ever have for something you already have in your hand. You
know
what? Two might be better than one, but if I got one right now, you never know if I have two.
You're going to be the worst old man ever. It's going to be like, Mom, Grandpa Squid is... spouting off again. You just need to listen to him, okay?
Know,
just
shake he's already your head got the grandpa
and act
get
like
off
he knows
my
what
line
he's saying. He, yeah. He does.
He's already got the grandpa get off.
Pull
up
a chair, line son.
You know,
let me tell you about Atlanta
I'm
United.
I was driving this morning, and in the WSLC 71 status truck and trailer repair, and there was this guy in the express lane who decided he was going to be the pace car, and so my initial thought was. Is to push him along, but I didn't. I backed off, and I rode at a safe distance because I'm a safe driver. But I have a big truck, and he was in a little car. And I'm sitting there like, I wonder
Wait,
if he's.
How did we get here?
I wonder if he's on the way to work this morning. Going, man, that guy was all over me, and he was tailgating me. But you know what I was like? I was like, why is this guy trying to be the pace car on my way to work? I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you know, two things can be true.
What? How do we get here?
I'll transition this one, Tiffany. Allow me to transition this one. Two things can be true. How about this? The United looked better last night and yet looked the same all in one. How about that? Two things can be true.
Yes,
is that a good transition for y'all?
Yeah.
Because the Atlanta United looked like a better, more aggressive team at times last night, pushed the ball up the field, took their shots, took their opportunities, didn't finish the game with no shots on goal the way they did last time. And yet at the end, still a team that folded in the second half and made bad mistakes that gave the game away at home. And that's just what it is. I will say this, and Abe Gordon and I were going back and forth on Twitter, not on Twitter, on a text message last night, because I said this looks like a different Atlanta United team. Well, Brooks Lennon gets called for a foul in the box. It leads to a penalty, and that's what tied the game. And he texted me and said, do they still look different? And it was an awful call. I thought Jason Longshore was actually going to walk down to the field and punch the referee in the face himself.
Oh my gosh.
So it was an awful, awful awful call on Brooks Lennon. And I texted Abe right back and I said, I'm not going to let that bad call change the way I feel about the game. The flow of the game's been 10 times better, right? They had zero shots on goal last time out. And now they're taking shots from deep. One routed off the post. There was another one in the 88th minute that was an incredible save by their goalie. This is a game they should have won, though. And the fact that they were not able to pull it out and still kind of, you know, allowed pressures in the second half is unfortunate. Bad giveaway by Sleece. Right there in the second half led to the first goal, and then the Brooks Lennon penalty led to the second one. So they did look better. They looked more improved. They were a lot more fun to watch. But in the end, you get 1 point out of a home game where you were leading 2-0 in the first half, and it didn't pan out for them. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.
Boom. All right, let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TV's timeout on the morning shift.
I will be abroad for what? The next like forever? For the next like month and a half?
I see you when I see you.
Yeah, this is a Euro trip 2024. That's what I've been calling it. No, I'm so excited. And so obviously grateful to Conti and Rick here.
And us.
Know, and
me and Bo.
Sure. You guys too for, right. You know, being so cool about me getting this opportunity to go.
Yeah.
Do the Olympics or Camber Cappy. So
are you gonna miss us the most
of a lifetime? That's what it is. Opportunity of a lifetime.
We're
proud that you have this.
It really is. And so I'm just could not be more excited. Packing has not been the most fun, but I'm getting it together slowly but surely. And then I'm on to cover the United States men's team, soccer team. In the Olympics. So
when does the nerves kick in for you? Because I'm just curious if you'll be a little anxious, like, because right now the anxiety of packing is probably the biggest thing you have in your life, getting ready. to go. But is there any little like nerves? Because this is a worldwide stage.
Shoot, you know, are we talking to an athlete here? Do you ever ask an athlete if they get nervous? It's like the worst question. No, I'm just kidding. And what am I going to do with Steve Smith on you?
I used to ask that all the time.
Yeah, right? That's a stupid question. Should have got you a Squid Nation shirt. You could have worn it at the Olympics.
No, I mean, this is kind of what I do. I'm not going to say I'm not. I think it's just probably I'm more excited than anything,
yeah.
I think. And after getting to talk to the coach this week and talk to Marco this week, getting to talk with some of the other players this week, that was pretty cool. We kind of did it. We did a Zoom call. And so, yeah, that kind of put my mind at ease. You know what to expect. Everybody's really cool. And you just hope that with the young talent they have on this team, that they'll be able to get out of the group stage. So
yeah, we hope so.
I would say you're probably like most athletes, and the answer always is, I have so many other things to focus on and the job at hand that I don't have time to be nervous about
exactly.
who's watching, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. It's like you don't ever think about playing football. I didn't think about the 90,000 people sitting in Bryant Denny.
No.
It was just about, I got to block this guy in front of me right now. So this is a bad enough situation
exactly.
as it is.
I always thought that for me, like whenever I actually get, it's not really nerves, it's anxiousness, like to get to the first one, whatever it is,
sure.
right?
Break
but
the
I think,
seal.
But I think that's like the fun part of it. That's kind of the thrill, like the know you're alive, like the rush, right?
Yeah. So it's like my role is I'm going to be providing like basically like daily like news. You know, I'm going to be going to practices. Probably trying to find some different angles to, you know, you guys love the Olympic stories, right? Like everyone loves to know like these athletes' backgrounds. And a lot of these guys, most people aren't that familiar with because it is the younger group coming up. And you do have your veterans. Caleb Wiley will be there. So I'm going to try to say hello to him. I'm sure I'll be able to get in front of him when I get out there. So yeah, it's about telling their stories because there's such great stories in the Olympic Games. So I won't be actually in the game broadcast. It's different. But I will be there for what we call like there's a mix zone after matches, and so you'll be able to go get who you want to get, do some interviews and pregame stuff.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm kind of equating it to you know, when you have the college football playoff announcement, you have the like Marty Smiths at the Alabama's headquarters, and you have the people at Georgia's.
Yeah, you're embedded with the team
exactly.
basically.
Yeah,
that's
what you did with TCU in the college football playoff.
Yeah, so it's a much bigger platform, but no different than anything I haven't done before. But it actually is really nice to be able to do this and get to cover the sport I played.
Do you get to go to open ceremonies?
So the men's, they'll be too far away.
Okay.
Because we're flying into Marseille. I hope I said that.
Marseille.
Actually, the women's team actually took off for that. I was looking at their Instagram, so they're headed there as well. So it's too far away. So I'm going to try to get a sense. I would love to be able to go to the opening ceremonies. I don't know if I'll be able to swing that. So that's kind of a bummer.
I just need Tiffany to get over there in Paris and be like, I'm embedded in the men's pro national team right now.
Pull out my accent.
Yeah, do your Marty Smith. I'm embedded.
Caleb Wiley, what do you miss the most? Is it Waffle House? Do you miss Waffle House?
Yeah.
You always go
first thing I'm going to get when I get back is a Chick-fil-A biscuit. I'm going to tell you right now.
You should just pull one out of your pocket. I brought you one, Caleb. Here you go.
Why over there?
Why would you have a Chick-fil-A biscuit in your pocket? I don't know, but I tell you what, if I was in France and you pull one out of your pocket.
And survived the flight.
I'd probably be like, I'm going to eat that. That looks good.
A chicken croissant.
You know what? I might have to get me a couple waffles.
Yeah.
Do it.
Scattered and covered. No, I'm just kidding.
Take that to-go box.
Over there. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that pans out. They probably can't eat that over there. No, I'm just kidding. They're probably under like a very strict diet.
Well, you know,
I'll find
they,
out all the details.
Got a
all
carb
the
up.
They have different rules for their foods than we do, so it's true.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to get over there and probably be at my best because there's no garbage in their food.
Yeah.
So
their FDA is worth something.
When we come back here, Crimson Tide headlining SEC Media Days yesterday. What's the difference between Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer? One player weighs in. You'll hear from him next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Lennon Foster to the touchline by Christian McFarland. He has it at the hash mark now and drops it back. Still in the attacking third to Schleich. Center to Moyamba. Flick to Saba to the penalty spot. Rio shot. Score!
20 seconds into the match. One of the fastest goals in Atlanta United team history. What a start.
What a start, but not a good finish. That was Mike Conte, Jason Longshore on the call of Atlanta United's what ended up being a 2-2, or I cannot get the word.
Yeah, you're right. You had it. You were almost there.
Oh, my gosh. They blew a first half 2-0 lead against NYCFC, only for it to end in a draw.
Tiffany, what are we always telling Dylan? It's not how you start, Dylan. It's how you finish.
That's right.
And they'll always remember the finish if it sucks. So, and it did last night.
But you're going to be that dad that's going to be like, son, you know, I told you, if you want to aim for the stars, you've got to go to the moon. Like, you're going to come up with some sort of weird, like.
You got to get off the ground. Like, you got to get off the ground.
I used the saying yesterday to my wife, and I said, one in the hands worth two in the bush. She's like. The heck does that mean?
A bird in the hand? No, it's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's
it means you just said one in the hand. Yeah. I didn't even hear a bird. Yeah. I tell you what it means. And my dad said that to me. My mom said that to everybody. Well, I tell you what it means, Lindsay Johnson, if you're out there. It means don't chase something that you might not ever have for something you already have in your hand. You
You're
know what?
Be the worst.
Two might be better than one, but if I got one right now, you never know if I have two.
You're going to be the worst old man ever. It's going to be like, Mom, Grandpa Squid is spouting off again. You just need to listen to him, okay?
Know,
just
shake he's already your head got the grandpa
and act
get
like
off
he knows
my line
what he's
by.
Saying. Yeah. He does.
He's already got the grandpa get off
pull
my
up
line
a chair, by. Son.
You know,
let me tell you about Atlanta
I'm all
United.
For the wisdom.
I was driving this morning and in the WSLC 71 status truck and trailer repair. And there was this guy in the express lane who decided he was going to be the pace car. And so my initial thought is to push him along, but I didn't. I backed off and I rode at a safe distance because I'm a safe driver. But I have a big truck and he was in a little car. And I'm sitting there like, I wonder if he's.
How did we get here?
I wonder if he's on the way to work this morning. Going, man, that guy was all over me, and he was tailgating me. But you know what I was like? I was like, why is this guy trying to be the pace car on my way to work? I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you know, two things can be true.
What? How do we get here?
I'll transition this one, Tiffany. Allow me to transition this one. Two things can be true. How about this? The United looked better last night and yet looked the same all in one. How about that? Two things can be true.
Yes,
is that a good transition for y'all?
Yeah.
Because the Atlanta United looked like a better, more aggressive team at times last night, pushed the ball up the field, took their shots, took their opportunities, didn't finish the game with no shots on goal the way they did last time. And yet at the end, still a team that folded in the second half and made bad mistakes that gave the game away at home. And that's just what it is. I will say this, and Abe Gordon and I were going back and forth on text message last night, because I said this looks like a different Atlanta United team. Well, Brooks Lennon gets called for a foul in the box. It leads to a penalty, and that's what tied the game. And he texted me and said, do they still look different? And it was an awful call. I thought Jason Longshore was actually going to walk down to the field and punch the referee in the face himself.
Oh,
so it was an awful, awful, awful call on Brooks Lennon. And I texted A right back and I said, I'm not going to let that bad call change the way I feel about the game. The flow of the game's been 10 times better, right? They had zero shots on goal last time out. And now they're taking shots from deep. One routed off the post. There was another one in the 88th minute that was an incredible save by their goalie. This is a game they should have won, though. And the fact that they were not able to pull it out and still kind of, you know, allowed pressures in the second half is unfortunate. Bad giveaway by Sleece. Right there in the second half led to the first goal, and then the Brooks Lennon penalty led to the second one. So they did look better. They looked more improved. They were a lot more fun to watch. But in the end, you get 1 point out of a home game where you were leading 2-0 in the first half, and it didn't pan out for them. So it's frustrating to watch for sure.
Boom. All right, let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TV's timeout on the morning shift.
I will be abroad for what, the next, like, forever? for the next like month and a half.
I see you when I see you.
Yeah, this is a Euro Trip 2024. That's what I've been calling it. No, I'm so excited and so obviously grateful to Conti and Rick here.
And us. Me and Bo.
Sure, yeah. You guys too for, right. You know, being so cool about me getting this opportunity to go do the Olympics.
You're welcome.
And Rick Caffey. So,
are you going to miss us the most
of a lifetime? That's what it is. Opportunity of a lifetime.
Really, I mean,
and
yeah,
we're proud that you have this.
It really is. And so I'm just could not be more excited. Packing has not been, been the most fun, but I'm getting it together slowly but surely. And then, yeah, I'm on to cover the United States men's team, soccer team, in the Olympics. So,
when does the nerves kick in for you? Because I'm just curious if you'll be a little anxious, like, because right now the anxiety of packing is probably the biggest thing you have in your life, getting ready to go. But is there any little like nerves? Because this is a worldwide stage.
Shoot, you know, are we talking to an athlete here? Do you ever ask an athlete if they get nervous? It's like the worst question. No, I'm just kidding. And what am I going to do, a Steve Smith on you?
That all the time.
Yeah, right? That's a stupid question. Should have got you a Squid Nation shirt. You could have worn it at the Olympics.
No, I mean, this is kind of what I do. I'm not going to say I'm not. I think it's just probably I'm more excited than anything, I think. And after getting to talk to the coach this week and talk to Marco this week, getting to talk with some of the other players this week, that was pretty cool. We kind of did it. We did a Zoom call. And so, yeah, that kind of put my mind at ease. You know what to expect. Everybody's really cool. And you just hope that with the young talent they have on this team, that they'll be able to get out of the group stage. So,
yeah, we hope so.
I would say you're probably like most athletes, and the answer always is, I have so many other things to focus on and the job at hand that I don't have time to be nervous about who's watching. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's just kind of how it is. It's like you don't ever think about playing football. I didn't think about the 90,000 people sitting in Bryant Denny.
No.
It was just about, I got to block this guy in front of me right now. So this is a bad enough situation as it is.
I always thought that for me, like whenever I actually get, it's not really nerves, it's anxiousness, like to get to the first one, whatever it is,
sure.
Right?
Break
but
the
I think,
seal.
But I think that's like the fun part of it. That's kind of the thrill, like the know you're alive, like the rush, right?
Yeah, so it's like I'm not – so just my role is I'm going to be providing like basically like daily like news. You know, I'm going to be going to practices, probably trying to find some different angles to – you know, you guys love the Olympic stories, right? Like everyone loves to know like these athletes' backgrounds. And a lot of these guys, most people aren't that familiar with because it is the younger group coming up. And you do have your veterans. Caleb Wiley will be there, so I'm going to try to – say hello to him. I'm sure I'll be able to get in front of him when I get out there. So yeah, it's about telling their stories because there's such great stories in the Olympic Games. So I won't be actually in the game broadcast. It's different. But I will be there for what we call like there's a mix zone after matches. And so you'll be able to go get who you want to get, do some interviews and pregame stuff.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm kind of equating it to, you know, when you have the college football playoff announcement, you have the like Marty Smith's at the Alabama's headquarters and you have the people at Georgia's.
Yeah, you're embedded with the team,
exactly.
Basically.
Yeah,
that's
what you did with TCU in the college football playoff.
Yeah, so it's a much bigger platform, but no different than anything I haven't done before. But it actually is really nice to be able to do this and get to cover the sport I played.
Do you get to go to open ceremonies?
So the men's, they'll be too far away.
Okay.
Because we're flying into Marseille. I hope I said that.
Marseille.
Actually, the women's team actually took off for that. I was looking at their Instagram, so they're headed there as well. So it's too far away from. So I'm going to try to get a sense. I would love to be able to go to the opening ceremonies. I don't know if I'll be able to swing that, so that's kind of a bummer.
I just need Tiffany to get over there in Paris and be like, I'm embedded in the men's pro national team right now.
Pull out my accent.
Yeah, do your Marty Smith. I'm embedded.
Caleb Wiley, what do you miss the most? Is it Waffle House? Do you miss Waffle House?
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to get when I get back is a Chick-fil-A biscuit. I'm going to tell you right now.
You should just pull one out of your pocket. I brought you one, Caleb. There you go.
Why over there?
Why would you have a Chick-fil-A biscuit in your pocket? I don't know, but I tell you what, if I was in France and you pull one out of your pocket,
survive the flight,
I'd probably be like, I'm going to eat that. That looks good.
A chicken croissant.
You know what? I might have to get me a couple waffles.
Yeah.
Do it.
scattered and covered. No, I'm just kidding.
Take that to go box.
Over there. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that pans out. They probably can't eat that over there. No, I'm just kidding. They're probably under like a very strict diet.
Well, you know,
I'll find out all the details.
Got to carb up.
They have different rules for their foods than we do, so it's true.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to get over there and probably be at my best because there's no garbage in their food.
Yeah.
So
their FDA is worth something.
When we come back here, Crimson Tide headlining SEC Media Days yesterday. What's the difference between Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer? One player weighs in. You'll hear from him next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.